Ninth week, fourth day, I will repay, saith the Lord. In Hawaii, if a kahuna puts a curse on one, the evil he forecasts will come to pass if the victim sends out thoughts of fear or hate toward the kahuna. These create a bridge over which the curse of the other achieves its evil purpose all the more easily. If, on the other hand, the victim sends forth love toward his enemy, the love creates a protective wall against which the evil curse breaks without avail, and if it is not withdrawn, it boomerangs back upon the sender. Jesus was not a sissy or a pussyfooter when he said, "Forgive your enemies, do good to those who persecute you." He was releasing the most powerful weapon, both for defense of the attacked and for the discipline of the attacker. If the latter continues the attack, it boomerangs in the form of punishment. If he repents, it brings him conversion and salvation. When Stephen was martyred by Saul's men, he said, "Lord, hold not this against them," thus releasing powers that brought Saul to his knees as a slave of Christ. Following the partition in Palestine, the Arabs were driven out of their homes, leaving all their property and belongings behind them. With no lodgings but caves and tents on the Jordan side, their hearts were filled with bitterness and hate. Similar hate fills the hearts of the Jews. Neither of those groups believes in Jesus, so the situation is very serious. It creates what is known as the Palestine problem. If either side could take the daring step to forgive their enemies and ask the Lord to take charge of the situation, a solution could be worked out. This tragic situation merely dramatizes on a larger scale many smaller situations that exist in your life and mine. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 14, and then verses 19 through 21. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." No, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink, for by so doing you will heap burning coals upon his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.